should always remember of praying for our siblings or our children or brothers and sisters who have left the relationship with Jesus Christ. I know last night we had a good conversation about just our society and how people are kind of drifting away and still are with all the different things. You could talk about possessions, you could talk about, again, what's going on in Facebook, what's going on in movies, what's going on through society of, like, movies, bad things, of course. And that's what basically was going on with St. Augustine, with a lot less technology. But St. Monica always prayed for her son. And I think that's one thing we need to do, is to pray for our people. And another conversation again was how many people that many of you might know who have been going to church and aren't. And those are people, again, to pray and to go back to them and talk to them and invite them and encourage them. And then the second part I want to speak today was what, again, we're in the Thessalonians of St. Paul, and how he said, not as trying to please men, but rather God, who judges our hearts. Nor indeed did we ever appear with flattering speech, as you know, or with a pretext for greed, God is witness. Nor did we seek praise from men, either from you or from others, although we were able to impose our weight as apostles of Christ. Big difference between when we want to impress or look at a person rather than God. Those times that we're in a circle of friends or acquaintances, want to be impressive to them, or we want to look at them, or we want to see what they're doing well, which is fine. But what's most important is that we want to look at God. We want God to challenge us. I know how many opportunities in my personal life, how, you know, money. How much money will you impress and do whatever we can do to make sure we get their dollars? And that, just so you know, we're not paid for. Our church, our school will not be paid for. People that just want to bully us around or tell us what to do because they have money. A big deal. We want God to show us what to do. So the two things today again, pray for St. Monica and for our family and those in our community, so that we may, through her prayer, to help them to come back to church. And then also not to look at people, but to God.